Welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast. Hey, are you
ready to go? Hello and welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about JoJo's Part 3, Stardust Crusaders, I think that's the name. And we're also going to be talking about BNA, which is a Netflix original anime. We're going to be talking about BNA first. So Blue, what did you think about the opening and ending music for the show?
For the opening, I think the opening was cool. The song was a bop and the visuals were epic, yeah. But there were some parts where the visuals and song didn't quite fit together. Just be me, but the ending is great. The visuals were a bit different, but I liked that. And the colors were very poppy and that was really nice. The song was fit well.
I gotta agree, like the opening was good. The visuals for the opening, they were all right. But the song overall for the opening was pretty good. Yeah, there's no complaints really from me. But the ending is just complete fire. And they even introduced the ending song in the show like so many times. It was weird how many times they actually played the ending song in the show. I think it was like 3 times. One time it was playing at the party. And then near the end of the show, she's like singing it in a concert, that one girl. But yeah, I really liked the opening and ending music for the show as well. What did you think about the characters for the show?
I liked the characters, like Shiro, best boy, and then Michiro. I liked her. She was cool. She was a decent main character.
I love her design.
Mm-hmm. Is she Raccoon or Tanuki?
She's Tanuki.
Because like, I don't know, she confused me.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing, but I'm pretty sure she's a tanuki because just the way her tail is and like... Yeah.
Why did she insist she was a raccoon?
I don't know, right? What's that one girl's name? I don't even know her name. The fake wolf girl?
Nanayama? Hold on. Nazuna.
Nazuna, yeah.
She was decent. She was okay. I liked her design. Like, just her... The way she looked. But... Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I didn't like her as much.
Yeah, same.
But
she was annoying at some points.
Yeah, because like, she just seemed very, like...
Mean.
Yeah.
She was really mean to Michiru, and I was just like, really? Like, it was kind of hard to believe they were even, like, friends. Like, such great friends whenever, like, the way Nazuna really treats Michiru and whatever. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But eventually, they get back on track.
Yeah, I'm happy that the ending, she, like, overall, like, you know, tilted more towards Michiru. And, yeah.
What's that? The white guy? Is he Shiro? What's his name?
The wolf, the white dude? One?
Yeah, the wolf dude.
Shiro, yeah.
Okay, so there's him, and then Michiru, and then Nazuna. Those are really the standout characters for me. Yeah. Like, just those three.
Shiro's best boy, though.
Yeah, well, clearly.
What about that mink girl?
The mink. I kind of liked her, even though, like, that's the thing. With BNA, it's 12 episodes, right? But yet, I feel like it could have been so much more. And also, the 12 episodes could have been so much more because throughout the show, they have a pretty good world set up. Like, there's like, okay, there's the humans and then there's these beastmen and they live on these two different cities or something, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, but it, like, for those first two episodes, I was really engaged and I was like, yo, this is dope. But I think like on the third or fourth episode, I think it was the fourth, the baseball team shows, she joins the baseball team, and
I think
what
baseball thing was like episode 5 or something.
Okay. But after like episode 2, I really didn't feel the tension right there in that one situation, whatever, the hospital or something. They were busting these dudes and
I think the hype kind of fluctuated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the baseball episode wasn't that bad. It kind of...
No, it wasn't bad. It was just... It was filler, but it was good filler. I'll admit, it was like a good filler. But for a 12-episode series, not getting a season 2.
Like, it introduced some power stuff, though, because her... Like,
oh, that was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that might have been the reason for the baseball thing.
Probably.
Where they were trying to, you know, introduce, like, her powers or basically whatever it was that she has, morphing abilities.
She can like become a giant, like the Incredible Hulk or something, you know. I was like, holy hell. It was kind of crazy the first time I saw it, not gonna lie. And going back to like the Mink character and where I was trying to bring all of that, like that character's so good. The Mink character, but yet doesn't get that much time to shine, you know what I mean? She pops in here and there, but it's like, whatever.
I didn't quite understand her character because like they didn't explain her enough so that I cared. Like, I liked her human design as well. Her hair was pretty dope.
Yeah, she looked really cool. Her Mink design and her human design looked really good. And when she pops up, like in the first beginning episode, like in the beginning scene, you're like, holy crap, who's this shady character? And it was really interesting. But ultimately, they don't really do much with her. She's just more of a side character, which is expected. But at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they missed out on like a small plot point that they could have included with her.
Yeah, maybe introduced her a little bit more, gave her maybe like some sort of side plot. Because ultimately, she was a really interesting character. But what she becomes, or what she ultimately was just a kind of cool character that showed up sometimes.
Yeah.
That was all she really was, unfortunately. But yeah, I think the characters in BNA are pretty good. The Shido dude, the wolf dude, really cool how his whole story plays out and how he's like, I don't know what he is. He's like the protector, or like he's like a god. Is he a god?
He's a mortal protector, I guess. They just built up a legend around him because, you know, he became immortal. And then he was using what he could to protect, like, the people. So, I mean, in a way, he's more of a protector than a god, I'd think.
Yeah, definitely more of a protector, even though he's, like, scary. He's, like, so scary.
For once, there's a reason for a choker.
Honestly, oh my god.
I was like, this emo ass detective dude, why are you wearing a choker? Emo ass dude. And like, when they revealed that there's actually a reason for it, I was like, okay, emo and useful.
Yeah, he's very useful, not gonna lie. But also, what were your like main thoughts on Michiru? Because for me, Michiru, I really loved her design. I don't know what it is about like Trigger, but they do an amazing job on like the character design for like the main characters, like 02's Trigger, and see how popular that character is. Ryuko, I love Ryuko and her design, but I love this one, Michiru. So what did you think about her character and her design, just her character in general?
I liked her character. Like, her personality was very interesting as well. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, basic personality, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty basic, yeah.
Like, I think it worked. She's a good main character, I'd say. Like, she wasn't really annoying at any point that I'd say. I mean, a little, but not really. Like, she was a good character.
What I thought was kind of weird was, like, okay, her human form, it's like she can turn. So she turned back into human that one time, and then, like, could she not do it again? Or, like, what was up with that?
She could, but she said that she felt more comfortable as a Tanuki, but I mean, I didn't quite understand that, but I mean, I guess, I feel like things like basketball, like she was doing, would be easier like that.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess that, like, makes sense.
Because she, I don't know, more abilities, I don't know, honestly. I wish they explained that a little bit more and had her turn back into human a little bit more as well. Yeah. You know, she was like, I can't turn back to human the whole time, and the fact that she was able to but decided not to after she could do it was a little like shaky. But
because she turns back human for that party, and then they show up at the party, and then what happens, she has to turn back, and then like she never like turns back human. It was kind of strange, but whatever, I guess. What did you think about, like, the animation for the show?
I liked the animation. Again, you could tell it's Studio Trigger. It's really nice and fluid and overall just really well animated.
Yeah.
Like, the color choices as well was pretty...
Love the colors. Especially, like, the ending action sequences. Like, when it gets like crazy and it gets epic, you can definitely tell it's Trigger. Like with Kill la Kill, another reason why I really love that show is for the action and just how crazy and chaotic it can get in that show with its animation. And this show did the same thing, especially in the like last episode whenever that huge fight is going on. But just like in general, you can like tell, like just Trigger just has a special way of animation. That not to say it's like the best or anything, but it definitely looks distinct and you can tell it apart. They just do something different. It's really interesting to see, honestly. So did you have any favorite episodes or a favorite episode or moments in the show?
I don't have a particular favorite. Each episode had like their own moments.
For me, like for a favorite moment, I don't think I had a favorite episode, but for favorite moments, I would have to say whenever the dude, should I spoil this or no? What do you think?
You could put a spoiler warning quickly and then, I don't know.
Okay. Spoiler warning, I guess. The dude, the businessman guy, right? He's the god, or he's like a purebred, right? He's like a purebred,
yeah,
mega alpha wolf guy with three heads for some reason. And he,
like freaking, I forgot what the dog like Hydra of hell is named.
Oh, Cerberus, yeah.
Yeah.
And for some, like, I just did not get this, but it didn't really take away from the fact that I liked the way the show ended. It definitely ended pretty well, but this is what I was trying to say. Like, so this guy's basically unbeatable, right? But he gets beaten. Like what? Like, he's a purebred. He's clearly better than the white wolf dude. Clearly better, right? Because he comes from this purebred line of beastmen or whatever. And just look at him. He has three heads. He's golden. He's shooting lasers like it's, what's it called? The Kamehameha, but it's like golden. And I'm like, holy crap. But then he just gets beat. Like, so not easily, but he just gets straight up beat by the wolf dude, which I thought was kind of weird. It's like, because didn't the wolf guy, he got his powers from all the dead beastmen or
something?
I think
they both got their powers in the relatively the same way. The only difference was that he was half blood and then he was purebred, because I think they both got blood from 1,000 dead wolves.
Oh, they both did that?
Yeah, so
okay.
I think that's what they both said, but the only difference is the fact, I might be wrong, but the only fact, like the only thing that makes some difference is like pure blood, half blood thing.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But even still, it's just like kind of weird. Heller's like, for some reason, he had three heads, and it's like, I don't know. It was just weird to me. Let's move on to like the story / plot of the show.
I think the plot was good.
Yeah, I think it was.
At the end, it had a bit of Zootopia plot mixed in there. Basically in Zootopia, the predators are going savage, and basically, like, you can see where they kind of hit into each other. Also, like, the main character is, like, a police detective stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, and there's even a concert near the end, so. But anyways, I feel like the whole discrimination sort of plot thing sadly fits in where things are going on currently as well.
Essentially, the plot is, like, she somehow gets turned into the Beast Man because she was formerly human, right? And that's how we see her in the first episode. We don't see her like that in the first episode, but we see her, you know, kind of, I guess, going to the beast world or whatever that beast, I forget the name of the city, but she like goes there.
Anima
City, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like going there because I guess she just turned into a Beast Man. And then she meets up with like the mayor or something. Basically, it's just her and this detective, and they're trying to figure out why she's a beast man, pretty much.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought just for like a 12 episode series, I feel like as I said, I like the baseball episode, right? I like the little episodes that didn't really matter as much in the middle. But at the same time, I think they could have been a lot better. Like, the beginning of the show was really strong for me. I really liked it, and I really wanted to like B&A like a lot, right?
Yeah.
I really loved Beastars. That was such a good show.
And still need to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good, honestly.
I got informed on some interesting scenes from that, but
oh my god, there's so many memeable moments. I don't know, since they're animals, there's just always going to be some sort of a similarity there. But I wanted to like it, and I do like it for since it's Trigger and has this really cool animation, really cool character design. The main character just looks so awesome. But ultimately, like in the middle section of the show, I think it really slows down a bit. Like, just for me, it does.
Okay,
just...
it's not like the way that Japan Sinks did it, but like
they divvied it down
a little bit like that, like around the episode 5 area or whatever. Yeah. But then they picked up a little bit.
For sure,
like,
for sure.
And then like the end was like a shot up.
Yeah. Like the whole arc with the cult, right? The one that Nazuna was the leader of because she was faking it.
The Silver Wolf cult church.
Yeah. Thing. They were kind of annoying. Just like she was annoying. That cult was annoying. I don't know. But it wasn't like that bad. I'm just kinda saying why I didn't think the show was as good as I kind of wanted it to be or thought it was going to be. It's just, for me, it's like slightly above average. It's a pretty good show. It has a lot of good things going on. Like the story's interesting. The concept interesting in terms of just like this whole universe and this, just like these half human, half animals trying to live, not amongst, but in the same universe, in the same world as humans, and just how that would actually happen with crime and all of this other stuff, like how the police handle everything. And yeah, it's a good show, I think. I just don't think it was anything amazing or special, but the beginning I really liked and the ending I really liked. So
yeah, like, I mean, overall, I wasn't expecting, again, like with like a grad school and stuff like that, I wasn't expecting to really enjoy the show or whatever and stuff like that. I don't normally watch anime with like animals, like anthropomorphic things. Yeah. And I mean, but I like, from where I expected to enjoy it, it's a lot like higher up there than I thought. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely above average. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's not the worst. And I can definitely see where they were going and how they could have improved it and like where they could have fixed the small minor things in it. But overall, it's not a bad show.
Not at all. Like, I don't blame anyone who's, like, deep into it, who loves, like, who really wants a season 2, even though, like, there's not really a need for one, but, like, just wants that, the universe, because I could definitely see the universe keep going on, you know?
Yeah.
Even though that story is not necessarily wrapped up, but it's, you know, they didn't leave us hanging. They didn't leave us, you know, we got the story. We got a story, and, the show's really popular. But yeah, so coming from someone that really wanted to like the show, I'd still definitely recommend you watch it if it sounds interesting.
Yeah, like it's only like 12 episodes. I mean,
yeah, it's a good watch for 12 episodes.
It took me
I'd say
2 days to fly through.
Yeah, so, and that's what I love about the short shows.
If you don't have anything else going on, you know,
it's worth a watch. So yeah, that's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original if you want to watch it. And that's our thoughts on B&A, Brand New Animal.
Sponsor time!
Does your love of anime know no bounds? Is your truest form in front of a screen bewildered and excited as muscle-bound high schoolers shoot lasers and magical girls fly on angel wings? Then you must be brimming with that unbeatable anime protagonist energy. And the only place you can let it all out is Funimation. Thanks to their massive library filled with hundreds of subs and dubs, when a series finale leaves you heartbroken, you can start the process all over with a new show. You know, back in the day, anime fans eagerly longed for the latest episodes, while Japan was already full seasons ahead. That sucked. But those days are long gone because Funimation has episodes available to stream the same day they air in Japan, and dubbed within 2 weeks. With a Funimation subscription, you also gain access to members-only content and shop exclusives, meaning you can finally reach the peak of your fandom power. And with a Funimation subscription, you can watch any show on demand or download. So even if you're stuck at grandma's without Wi-Fi or just have to watch as soon as possible, Funimation lets you get your anime fix on your time. So become a subscriber and download shows on the go or easily stream whenever you want. And a Funimation subscription is an amazing value. You can find a massive library filled with subs and dubs, members-only access, exclusive items in the shop, and much more when you become a subscriber. Premium Plus subscriptions are only $7.99 per month. Begin your free trial and start streaming ad-free anime today. Go to Funimation.com/subscribe now. The link for that will be in the show notes. Again, that's Funimation.com/subscribe now.
Now back to the show!
So, moving on, we're going to be talking about JoJo's Part 3, Stardust Crusaders. What are your thoughts, Blue?
Well, for the first half, obviously.
Yeah, the first half of Part 3, Stardust Crusaders.
So, like, between Episode 1 and 24. So, for the opening, I still prefer, like, the first two opening songs. Same. And visuals, but I didn't hate the visuals for the opening three. Mm-hmm. They were actually really cool. I really like them.
Yeah.
For the ending, the song was amazing. I love Walk Like an Egyptian.
Good.
I've heard the song several times before because my dad plays it.
I was just like, I've heard this song. And it's just such a good song. And I'm like, whoa. Because that's an American song again, yeah. Right? That, yeah.
Yeah, like so was Roundabout. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, just like the, I think, I wonder if all the endings are going to be American songs. Because if they are, that's going to be pretty dope. Because, like, I'll recognize them, you know, and it'll be, mm-hmm. it'll be great. But I think the visuals for the end, this ending was my favorite out of them so far.
The opening, I'd say, I mean, the visuals on it were solid for sure. The song isn't bad whatsoever. It's just, to be honest, it kind of, it's nothing, it doesn't really stand out, right? This third opening doesn't really stand out. But I wouldn't call it bad at all.
Yeah, like I still like the what they're doing with the opening animation because it's different from like the show. So
yeah, it looks really interesting just to watch the opening, to be honest. And the song's pretty good as well. So you're not really disappointed with the opening at all. And as we said, the ending song for JoJo's Part 3, Stardust Crusaders, it's lit, bro. Like it's just so good. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just like, I just really love that JoJo's does something different. And that's kind of the embodiment of the show. It's just so different. Like the art style. I remember when I first started JoJo's, like way back, I hated it. I hated the art style. I hated the show because of how it looked. And a lot of people do. A lot of people hate this show because of how it looks. And I get it because I was there, but
I feel like, if you're not used to it, like, you stop, like, maybe, like, episode 3 because of the art style. But after a while, you'll get used to it.
You'll start to like it, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's just so different. And, like, a lot of animes don't do things differently. Like, that's just not a thing, really, in the anime sphere. I mean, a lot of shows do, but at the same time, it's pretty rare to see a show like really take a leap, you know, take like a risky like leap and to do like an art style like JoJo's. But it just once you like give it a chance, you'll be like, hell yes with this art style, I promise. So what were you thinking about all these new characters that were being introduced? All
right, so at the moment, I still think Joseph Joestar I still like him more than Jotaro. Yes. Jotaro's, like, cool, but, you know, he's still cool. Like Joseph more. Second favorite would have to be Jotaro, because, I mean, in this part, at least. He's dope. He clearly has, like, the cliche trait of being strong, but also kind of sweet, because, you know, with his mom and stuff like that. I think out of the characters that aren't JoJo's, would have to be Polnareff, because, like...
German dude? Or was he German? I don't know.
The one with the silver hair.
Super.
Like, and I mean,
yeah.
Even with his like weird ass hairdo, like he makes a lot of nice references. And then later on, like I don't think you got there yet, but they flesh him out a little bit more. And
mm-hmm. He seemed to be getting a little bit better, to be honest. Because after what happens to that one dude, he kind of like, you know, starts to be a little bit smarter with his actions.
And, think under Polnareff would have to be Kakyoin. I'd like more of him. The cherry thing was great.
That's where that's from, bro. I've seen that so, like, I have seen that. And when I saw it in the show, I was like, oh my God.
I didn't know which character it was going to be. Like.
Oh my God. It's so disturbing. Just that, freaking, I don't know what it is. He's just like, lick, 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 lick. Yeah, I was just like, what the hell?
And like under that was would be Avdol. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
The little girl is near the bottom. Like, again, I mean,
she's
like,
a
not
little girl
character.
You know,
but
she's just,
like,
she's just there.
She was mildly annoying, but I would like to have her stay around. I don't know why.
Like, yeah, I'd like to see where it goes.
Just
her.
A bunch of buff men and a tiny little girl.
What a group, honestly.
Just for this part, I'd say Dio's at the bottom because we haven't seen enough of him.
Yeah, we haven't seen him, you know. Like, he would have to be. It's kind of.
I need to see his face in full before I can rank him.
Yeah, honestly. For me, the characters, if I had to rank them, I'd go Joseph for sure. Like, he was awesome in his youth. He was awesome in his old age, I guess.
I mean, I'm not implying anything, but Joseph kind of still looks hot at 60 or whatever age he's at. Gonna lie.
He do look good. Like, let's be honest. Like, my man is in shape. Like he's honestly. After my man showed up to his own funeral, I would never not have respect for Joseph Joestar. Oh my God.
I love Joseph.
So good. And so yeah, he's definitely gonna be the top one for me. And then I guess Jotaro, he's cool.
For the main character of this part, you don't see that much of him.
There's just so many characters that it's like, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I like that they're not giving the main character, like, that yeah. much attention like they should be. But, like, I mean, it's good that, like, they're
it's
focusing
different.
On other characters. Yeah, yeah.
The silver-haired dude, right? Like, everything that's going down with him. And then the Firebird dude, he was really cool. Like, whenever the arc first starts, I was really intrigued, bro. Like, it was lit, because I'm like, what is happening? This dude's in jail, he shoots himself in the head, and this little ghost thing, which is now the stands, like, catches the bullet, and then Joseph shows up, and then this Firebird dude shows up, and I'm like, what is happening? but yeah, the characters pretty good, not that great, to be honest. Like, I don't even know his name, like Jotaro's classmate that just joins them, that guy,
Kakyoin.
Yeah, I feel like he should be given a lot more, because like where I'm at,
I feel like they'll give him more in the second half.
Okay, yeah, hopefully, because I mean, he's kind of had like some stuff happen to him, like he's been taken over like twice, right? Like, oh my God, like, so they just kind of need more with him. And then the silver haired dude is on his way, but even so, I wouldn't call it like the best like character lineup, to be honest. I just wouldn't. And yeah, that's my thoughts on the characters. So what did you think about like the whole plot of this part 3 Stardust Crusaders?
I thought the plot was very intriguing. Like,
it is,
You know, they're trying to save Holly, the mom.
Yeah.
And also, her stand that lines up with her name, which is very coincidental, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the plot. I mean, they're trying to, you know, get Dio. I didn't, like, a spoiler, Toyotori actually... Mm-hmm. Probably gonna get... Anyways, but I didn't expect Dio to, like, come back. Like, I mean, I kind of did, because I've seen so much of him. I'm like, he can't just be in the first part, can he?
Oh, yeah, I knew he was coming back. Like, because I was there's no damn way.
Like, I've seen him in different outfits, and I'm like, what? Like, is he coming back? Like, I expected him to, but then I didn't. Like, at mm-hmm. the same time, I was like, maybe they won't, because, I don't know, I was just overall just very confused at that point, but I'm glad that he's back. because he's got to teach me how to do his eyeliner, man. I don't do eyeliner, but you know, maybe I will for Dio.
You should. Anything for Dio. But yeah, man's same.
Eating the, rich folk since 1980s.
Oh my god. But like, yeah, I'd say the same. Like, the plot's really not really good, but it's like it's that same thing of like, okay, we gotta save mom, you know, we gotta fight Dio, which I'm looking forward to. However that's gonna play out, it's probably gonna be a while, right? But whenever they finally face Dio, this whole squad of people that we're kind of growing with, because it's a pretty long adventure, from what I'm piecing together. Like, they were fighting a monkey. Didn't that happen?
Oh,
at some
yeah.
point? They
the
fought a monkey on a
what
on
is
a,
it?
A, yo, no. That was kind of creepy, honestly. Like, what
Dude,
was that?
That poor little girl, like, for one, did not need a pan of her backside.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I was like, okay, this happened.
Yeah, it's legal in Japan, but not in America. It's yikes, not all right. Yeah. But yeah. It did really set the, like, whole tone of, like, this dude's creepy, like.
Yeah. But it's just, like, all these characters are popping up, like, these villain characters, right? And it's kind of, like, we know they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose. They're going to go on and fight Dio, and it's like, that doesn't mean it can't not be entertaining, but that does mean it's kind of making it drag, because I have heard that, like, what's it called? Part 3, Stardust Crusaders, is kind of, like, it's not the best, right? And I can see what they mean, like, the person that said that, because, like, I'm kind of feeling it, like, okay, this battle's going on, but I'm just like, all right, cool, but, you're not gonna die. I mean, one dude died, but I don't know. I still don't know, you know? Because we had the dude with a gun, and then we had the dude that fought people through reflections, which was, like, that's the thing. These characters have really cool powers, and it's definitely interesting to see these fights and see all of this stuff. But at the same time, you kind of want a little bit more plot progression instead of, oh, this is Dio's minion. They're going to fight him now. And then it's like, well, we kind of want to see, like, something more interesting happen. Then, yeah, fight's interesting, but it's like, can we kind of get to Dio? I want to see Dio, not these dudes just lose.
It's kind of like the episodical monster of the week whole ordeal.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's turning into, honestly. At least for where I'm at, that's kind of what it is. And as I said, it's pretty cool to see Joseph get a wart, like the thing growing in him, and it's punching him in the face. That was cool. 100%.
I like how they developed Joseph's character so far as well.
Same.
Like, he's obviously, you know, older, more mature than he was.
But he's the same Joseph, you know?
Yeah.
It's like still the same Joseph.
We still love him.
Yeah. But yeah, so if I'd want anything to improve, it would be that aspect. Can we just see a little bit more progression towards Dio or towards something? And they kind of set themselves up for failure in that regard, like, in the sense that they showed all their cards of this adventure that they're going on, because I don't know what episode it is. It's probably like episode 2 or 3. They're like, we got to save, you know, his mom and his daughter, Joseph's, and go fight Dio. Well, that's not going to happen till who knows how long, right? Because, so yeah. And then it turns into Dio's minions are after him. And yeah, it just kind of, the car dude. Okay, that one, the car dude. Oh my, that episode, I was just like, no, I can't do the car dude. Everyone else, pretty good. The puppet, there was a puppet. That was interesting. Everyone else was pretty
Chucky,
interesting. But like the car
again.
Dude, bro. Really, a car? I don't even know what this dude's stand was a car.
That guy confused me a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know. Why are his arms so freaking big?
I don't know. It looks so interesting. And that's what I like about JoJo's, like, these characters, all these villains popping up, are pretty unique. Like, they're really unique. Their designs are pretty cool. But yeah, where are you thinking this is going to lead to? Because, I don't know, but...
I think, like, since, you know, obviously, the second half is, like, battle in Egypt. They're going to get to Egypt.
Yeah.
I can't see 24 episodes of them fighting Dio. I think they're going to have a few more stronger opponents on the way. And maybe have, like, 10 episodes of them chasing down Dio. Maybe, I don't know, like, getting close enough. Can't see that, like, a full-on battle. So maybe, like, 5 episodes of, like, or 2 episodes of actual battle with Dio. But I genuinely don't know. It's JoJo's. You can't.
See, I totally see what this one person was saying, because it's like, there's too many opponents. Too many opponents are showing up. There's too many. I'm really not feeling the tension. It's like, I am, like, in the moment, it's like, oh, this is crazy. But it's like, Joseph's not dying, right? Like, the little ward thing wasn't killing him. Let's be honest. Come on.
I mean, since he's not the main character of this part, it's possible.
It's possible, for sure.
I can't see it. For part, like, the second half of part 3, I'm hoping that, like, if they can have, like, the whole, like, opponents introduced, but maybe having, like, one or, like, more 1-2-parter, 3-parter things where they're fighting the same opponent, or, like a if they're a stronger opponent, then stuff like that, but not just having, like...
an opponent with, like, a little bit more depth, you know what I mean? Because these people are interesting, all these villains, but they have no depth to them. And that's, like, why we like Dio. That's why we want to see, like, the Dio show up, because he has depth, like he's in the previous parts. We want to see that.
Yeah, like, bring in, like, maybe a mini boss. Like,
yeah, just build up somebody for more than 5 episodes. You know what I mean? That would be kind of cool, because this adventure is hella long, especially since, what you're saying, it's like, they're not going to fight Dio the entire second part, you know, like, still going to be 24 episodes of that. And it's like, I mean, how many have they fought even now? And I'm not even finished with part 3 right now, the first half of part 3, whatever. And they fought like 10 dudes, damn near. They fought the monkey, they fought the grandma, they fought the car dude, they fought the puppet. And the slime dude, there was a slime dude.
Wait, the slime dude, I'm trying to remember.
He could copy people or something. He could turn into people.
Oh, that dude, yeah.
Guy. And they're cool, but at the same time.
Like, just need, like, another boss that's, like, not Dio level, but, like, maybe half Dio level.
At least someone, like, the way the Pillar Men, they were hype. The Pillar Men were so hype. That's what they're called, right? The dudes that Joseph were fighting,
ACDC Cars and the other one.
Yeah, the other dude. Like, that was lit. That was so well done, honestly. So I would want to see that improve, which I don't know if it is. Either way, gonna tough it out, gonna get through it eventually. So I just want to get to that Dio fight whenever that's gonna happen in the next part. Any last thoughts on any favorite moments or favorite episode from this?
Just no particular favorite moments. There are a lot of amazing scenes, like, including, like, the epic fight scenes, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the funny moments with freaking the pig in the toilet.
Oh, my God. I think my favorite moment has to be the lick, the cherry. That one dude with the cherry.
Yeah.
Just such an iconic moment from JoJo's. Yes. I just don't know, bro, what that was. But, yeah, that's our thoughts on JoJo's part 3, the first half of it. Whatever. We're going to be talking about that next week, the second part. Or not next week, but the next episode, right?
Yeah. The next one. Stardust Crusaders, Battle in Egypt.
Yes, we'll be talking about that on the next episode of Anime and Chill, and as well as Kakegurui. God, that name kind of, that's hard to say, kind of. It's kind of annoying.
Kakegurui.
Yeah, which is a anime about gambling. Like, these kids go into this high school or something. Of course, it's a high school. It has to be a high school. And it's like they're gamblers or something. So, I don't know. Maybe I've heard a lot about it and heard good things about it. So, it's probably a pretty good show. So, yeah, stay tuned for that next episode as well. And with all that being said, we love you and we're out.